Neaptide Provincetown. It's the season of the sea's long pull from shore, and my dog has slipped the lead again to run full out away from me as I walk the edge of the flats calling for her to come back. The musical ching of tags at her neck mean nothing to her out there. It's something else she wants, not this limp bag of treats. I wave a half mile away as if food could bring her back, as if anything could. Gulls drop their small missile shells and wheel. Tide so far gone, my dog is a dark smudge that bounds and recedes. I could call it joy, but her running lives beyond my naming. When I call her, the sound of her name, as it clears the slim canal of my throat, pleases only me. Brants and eiders swimming backward in the shallow bowl of bay, while my dog runs on, not for them, but for something none of us can see. Like the child I want, but some days fear I'll never have, is somewhere out there running too, vaporous but real as the clouds. How will it come to us? Through what means do I imagine us tethered already to its slight, formidable frame, umbilicus or some other flexing line cast as our fishing neighbor from her deck casts daily into the turning tide for which sometimes she is rewarded with fish, but often only faith that fish will come. I too proceed these days on faith. I call my dog to come, hoping my voice and everything it might mean to her will be enough to draw her as a dowsing rod is drawn to the spring, no matter who is holding on. But it does not. She runs, pausing only to thrust her nose into the laden air, each scent specific and urgent the way everything we're calling into our life caroms like dice in an open cup, swift and relentless as the spinner on our neighbor's foundered boat.